Hello, hello, hello. It's Dr. Alex here. Welcome to a very short episode of the podcast. It's also going to be the last episode of the podcast, and I'm telling you this because I really want you to head over to the Call the Vet show. So this is the other podcast that I was running in conjunction with this one. But really what I've done is I've combined the two, and over the last year and a half, that's the podcast that I've been working on. But it's also the podcast where I've talked to some absolute experts in their field, some other passionate people who work in all different aspects of the pet health sphere. And if you've never listened to the Call the Vet show, this is a little glimpse of what you've been missing out on.
This is the problem, is it's not easy to buy. In fact, it's quite hard to buy a well-bred, well-brought-up, well-socialised, well-cared-for puppy. It is extremely easy to buy a puppy farmed, imported, badly bred, poorly socialised puppy, because they are far more common. Puppy farms and other places are breeding in bulk. They're piling them high. They're not selling them cheap, but they're piling them high. And to pick through all of that, for want of a better word, rubbish, and find that sort of unicorn dog who is perfect is hard.
Say thank you. Be understanding. Know that, you know, we're doing our best. And as you said earlier, we're doing our best with less, sometimes a lot less, and try and actually do more, because you went out and you got another dog because you were lonely. And that's fine. We love it. But, you know, like, just give those hugs.
At best, we're naive, we're ignorant. I mean, at worst, we're just trying to keep our pets, the pets that we look after, we're trying to keep them sick so that we can make more money.
The food puzzles can land wherever they get rolled. They can eat at 3 a.m. in the home office if they want to, because they're foraging wherever that toy ended up or wherever you placed that stationary food puzzle. Because we have to remember that they're not family style eaters. You know, we want to go to a big Italian restaurant and have a dinner with our family, and the cats want to go through the drive-thru and eat in their car in a parking lot.
A quarter of all of the meat produced in the United States, that's chicken, that's beef, you know, that's pork, is being fed to dogs and cats. And that's when I really woke up, right? Because a quarter of all the meat produced, about 30% of all the greenhouse gas emissions associated with meat production are due directly to pet food. That's whenever, as a vet, I said, okay, I'm a part of the problem. I'm not the hero of the story after all. I've got to do something to solve this.
One of our customers had 2 French bulldogs, and the first one throughout her whole life was completely healthy and really had very few issues that actually made them go in and out of the vet clinic. And then the second one, of course, complete polar opposite, racked up $30,000 in vet bills, US dollars, in the first 3 years, because the dog kept getting sick and kept getting sick, and they kept having to take him in. And I think even if your past experience has kind of taught you that, you know, it could be one extreme or the other, or even just smaller kind of expensive bills that can rack up over time. I think, just to your point, we shouldn't have to worry about having stacks of 10 grand lying around.
So what are you waiting for? If you love your pet, if they're part of your family and you want them to live as long and happy a life as possible, head over to the Call the Vet show. Search it up in your app. I'll leave a link in the show notes to this episode. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, and I can't wait to see you there. As always, until next time, I'm veterinarian Dr. Alex. This is Our Pets Health, because they're family.